Grassroots Media Zine Number 1. In this issue, a media space for cultural exchange. Exploring Community Radio in the United States by Mugiko Nishikawa, edited by Thomas Garza. Chapter 1. Moving from Place to Place. Learning about yourself through your interactions with others. There are times when we must unexpectedly reevaluate what we consider to be normal in our everyday lives and in the spaces which we exist. For most of us, this only happens rarely, and it can be quite unsettling if one isn't prepared for it. Yet cultural anthropologists deliberately move from place to place in order to evoke this very type of internal confrontation. They do this because they realize that before you can begin to understand someone else, you must first try to somehow see the world from that other person's unique perspective, and that means you must find ways to challenge and decenter your own. Yet even for a trained professional, such experiences will often still be uncomfortable. One of the first things you will lose is the security of knowing where you belong and how you fit in with the people around you. When we enter into unfamiliar societies as strangers, we find that we must frequently explain our presence to those who are curious about who we are and why we're there. Acceptance can come slowly, and until it does, we will continue to be outsiders looking in. Throughout the process, we must accept that others will likely sometimes behave in ways that will seem counterintuitive to us and are difficult for us to understand. You never know quite what you'll discover in these types of situations, but one thing is certain, you will always realize a little more about yourself through your encounters with others. It is these moments of self-recognition that are the most valuable to me, because those aspects of self that we see reflected in others are from a perspective that you just can't get by only looking in the mirror. On the move as an anthropologist. Throughout my career as an anthropologist, I've traveled to different places in order to conduct a variety of types of research. I am primarily interested in looking at the ways people relate to one another on an individual level, how those interactions are shaped by the norms and customs of the local community, and also how these things are affected by a person's position relative to the larger nation-state. It has been said that people are people wherever you go, and while this may be true in some respects, how one expresses this common humanity can be remarkably different depending on where they are and in what kind of situations they happen to find themselves. Some of my earliest work, for example, was on the modern Sanba, midwife, in Japan. Modern Sanba were specialists who were educated and active nationwide in the early 20th century at a time of great change, when systems of education, law, and healthcare were being both modernized and also in many ways westernized throughout Japan. Childbirth was an aspect of population control, and as such was of importance to the nation as a whole. Therefore, the work of the modern Sanba came under great deal of scrutiny on many different levels, culturally, politically, and socially. Later, I looked at socially sanctioned begging in Bangladeshi rural areas, where I spent 2 years doing field work for my PhD thesis. The government provided no social safety net for the country's residents, even as late as the early 1990s, and without it, a system of almsgiving was necessary, and in many cases begging provided the sole means of support for those who were physically incapable of taking care of themselves, and for women without familial support who are given very few opportunities to work outside their village. Begging is a theme that contains deeply intertwined issues of economics, politics, religion, gender, community, and family, and is also greatly affected by the region where a person happens to live. Eventually, I got a job teaching at Konan University in Kobe, Japan. In 2001, I took a sabbatical year and went to London in order to follow up on my earlier work in Bangladesh. I wanted to do historical research in the British Library on the Vagrancy Act in British India. The work itself was very interesting, but it was difficult for me to get used to living in that city. For one thing, I'd arrived just after the terrorist attacks of September 11th in the U.S., but even aside from the heightened tensions of those times, I had the impression that in general, people tried to avoid making eye contact with strangers, and that there seemed to me to be various types of invisible walls between people whose meaning and purpose was hard for me to fathom. I wondered how residents created and maintained relationships with their neighbors in a place such as this, with so many unspoken boundaries serving to keep them apart. As a result of these questions, I began a 10-year research project on the social dynamics of some of the local communities in London that I'd encountered during my stay there, and through my work tried to understand how the residents of these areas interacted with one another. I selected community as a keyword for delineating the ways that people define their relationships with others living and working in a given area, and tried to see if these relationships could possibly extend beyond the daily face-to-face interactions they had with their friends, family, and neighbors. In September 2010, I had the opportunity to spend a year living in Urbana-Champaign in the Midwestern United States as a visiting scholar, doing research at the University of Illinois. I went there intending to study transnational thoughts in 1960s community activism and grassroots movements, an interest which had grown out of my research on communities there, and the underground movements which were happening in the U.S. at around the same time. Some of the activists I'd interviewed had told me how previous experiences in the U.S. had inspired their ideas and activities, so it seemed like a good idea for me to actually go to the source in order to search for more information. However, by chance, I also ended up starting a Japanese language radio program on a small town community station.